and I had the agenda,
okay,
which was on the website. So
okay,
I guess we're wrong with that. You can jump in if you want.
No,
don't jump too deep because I'm sitting over here. I want to stay 6 feet apart.
Let's stay 6 feet apart.
Okay.
I have an addition, Bill.
Yes, go ahead.
On the second page, I just want a clarification regarding infrastructure, the third paragraph, curb, sidewalks, et cetera, mentioned alternative energy for municipal buildings and lighting. And I know then it says Kevin Oliver. Yeah, the LED lights on the street. But I guess the word energy, can we put an example of solar? Because I know there's towns are using solar for municipal buildings and they're lighting within the buildings.
Yeah,
solar.
That's fine.
Okay. That's all.
Any further? Can I get a motion to accept the minutes as amended?
I'll make the motion.
Can I get a second, please? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay. We're in a hybrid Zoom and we're actually here tonight, so we don't have to do the hybrid. Okay, new business. Fowler Minor Subdivision on Tannery Hill Drive.
Yeah,
where is he? I saw him.
Is he here?
Yeah, he is here. He was just there.
I think he went into the restroom.
He did. Oh, did he go to the restroom?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, let's go to the Christmas. You said he had COVID, so he's not going to be here today.
Yes, he can't. What it is, I can stand up and explain that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Up on 26 and Stone Road, 26 heads down towards Amboy. There's a large parcel, I think it's 153 acres, but 20 acres is on the north side of 26. Mr. Christmas asked me if he... Mr. Diger owns the whole parcel, and Mr. Christmas asked me if he had to survey the 20 acres on the north side before he presented it to the board. And I told him my opinion of it was yes, because the whole parcel is under one tax number.
Right.
Therefore, the whole thing had to be surveyed.
So this is a Amboy and Parrish issue, right?
I think it will be.
And the majority is in Parrish or Amboy?
I'd say Parrish. Okay. It looks like here. See, this is 26 here.
Great.
So we just advise, he surveys whole, by what do you want to do with it?
Well, what they got into is Christmas surveyed the big piece.
Yeah.
He's going to, I don't think, that's as far as I know right now, the little piece. Dager didn't want to survey it. He didn't want to pay for it. And Christmas said he wasn't going to pay to have that 20-acre survey. I told him, I said, I don't care who surveys it. You have to have that 20 acres in, because if it's not in there, we can't split it.
Right.
And I said, then you'll take it. It'll go, once we've done our sub, it'll go up to county, and then you'll have two tax numbers. And so, and the other question he asked was, can he come before the board next month, if he's better, and show us what he wants to do with the big chunk?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, my only concern is now we have to do Amboy has to be involved.
Okay.
I mean,
who has no zoning?
Well, yeah, I know. But we still have to advise him. I mean, we'll do it, but we still have to advise him, because if they subdivide any part into that other part and mm-hmm. another municipality, then we have to coordinate with them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They still don't have a zoning board. I thought they had a planning board.
They do have a form of zoning. They have land development regulations.
Yeah, they don't have
multiple zones, but the land development regulations they have are implemented under the zoning provisions. So.
Right. Yeah, but they have a planning board, so we can.
And they do have a planning
board. Yeah, we can advise them. So yeah.
Okay.
So oh, wow.
So then I can tell him to bring it.
Yes.
Bring it next month, and the two of them can find out what they're going to do. But they have to have that. That's all I wanted from the board.
I don't see any other way around it. I mean, you can't. I mean, it's.
Yeah. He says, well, we're using the road as the north. And I said, but still, it's one tax map.
The road right through it.
Yeah. Right. County's not going to. No, county's not going to approve that.
I didn't think so. So now.
All right.
Okay. So. Yep.
Well, Ida County might, but not us.
Yeah. Well, thank God we're still all in the Oswego. So, okay. By the way, the clerk is doing great. I mean, when I left, he sends you're getting those notices of anybody files and stuff. It's like, That's what we were fight. Harold Petrie was fighting for that when I was first on the board when Fran Maunder was chairman. Oh, I'm going back too far away. They were fighting for it. So probably you ought to take a couple letters up in his grave and say, you won, Harold. So,
you won.
I got it. Instead of flowers.
Notice that sign.
Yeah, Harold was asked that for years.
Oh, God, he was, yes.
So, okay, Christmas, we'll move that to next month on the agenda. Follow a reminder, subdivision on Tannery Hill. I see the surveyor here. Would you like to come up, Mr. Bardone, and present your information? Is this it too?
Yes, that's the whole.
I know.
I'll take this back so I can see.
I think we dropped off a bunch of the copies here at the counter. Open. One of the guys supposed to dropped off several. I have. There's a check. There's more copies if we didn't see the apology. I just thought we got dropped off for a half a dozen of them actually. No. File
just the one that was unless they gave the owner.
No, maybe the owner grabbed them then.
Okay,
I apologize. I will bring more to the next meeting then. I assume we have to do a public hearing.
Yes,
how many?
That's
good there.
Okay,
that's a pretty straightforward one, even though it's big, kind of awkward shape.
Yep,
basically. Split off lot two, which is off of North Railroad Street. It does not have a house number yet or anything like that. It's a pole barn. And
yeah, there is a number with that pole barn.
Is there a number already in the pole barn?
Yes. There's a post office box with a 911.
Okay, he didn't give us a number yet. Okay, we don't have a number for that yet that we know of, but we will
12 rings a bell or something.
912. So they currently live at off of Tannery Hill, and that's their father that they're actually giving the land to on where the pole barn is. It's a son-in-law and a father and daughter-in-law, or daughter, I mean. They basically just cut out a nice lot for him to, I think he's going to be a Florida bird, you know, one of those snowbirds. He's going to have his RV or something like that there and go back and forth type of thing, so. Basically, we're just trying to chunk off that little 2-acre lot off of North Railroad, and there's 280 foot of frontage. He's not hooked to sewer yet. I know he's not hooked to anything yet that I know of. I don't know what he's planning on doing. I'm assuming he's going to have that all have to get hooked up at some point. I don't know.
If it's a residence there, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that there are. I think they even have like a private septic. I was surprised that they didn't.
Yeah, because they are
sewer.
We looked up in the sewer law. They are more than 200 some odd feet off the road.
Yeah, there's a weird number. So up on Tannery Hill, he was too far from hooking up to the sewer. So he was able to put a septic system in
yeah.
the village.
So I know they went through a design and everything. I got a copy of the design in the office, but that's all in. That's all existing. So they're just looking to keep the 40 some acres as one big parcel. And they'd like to retain that 135 feet in case they ever decide to do something for a nice grand entrance, somebody down the road, you know, they're keeping that 135 feet north of lot two, just to make sure that they have another access to the nice high dry ground up in there. If they ever, maybe Christmas and Associates will come in and sell off 30 more lots. I don't know.
Just long they don't try to subdivide it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There's always a plus side to everything. That's proposed. So the red line is the existing boundary. The purple line is the proposed boundary.
Okay.
Try to give you a little bit of a differentiation between the two colors.
I do all that myself.
Currently was allowed to build that whatever needs to be done, but
because it wasn't a dwelling, so it wasn't too dwelling to a lot.
Right.
He was allowed to build that accessory structure for it. Now in that accessory structure
should have been 255.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right after the meeting, I'll go
a shower and a toilet. Nothing anywhere that says you can't have that because it's not a dwelling.
I haven't had
any sleeping quarters in there or a kitchen.
COVID, we can't.
And maybe in his plans, now he has a lot.
I mean, I can just
do that. But he can't until
if you
he
want to do
divides,
the legal notice,
until he subdivides.
I can do the legal notice.
He's having a hard time. I think
it's been a while since I
well, had the email. Sewer. But there's something to do with the sewers on the other side of the road.
There's a
right.
Yeah. I think it's gravity fed.
Towards
the village.
What I told you.
What do you want?
And then it gets shot across the road, and then it actually.
It's
driven back up the road to the sewer plant.
So
that's
that,
what I think.
You're probably going to have to bore under the road or something to get connected. But I mean,
yeah,
it's
right. And that's what I was worried about. But I told him, I live two houses up the street. And I told him, I said, I don't have any grinder or anything of that effect in my basement. It goes on. Now, I assume it can't go up the hill, so it's got to go down towards you. And that's what I told him.
But right now, just
he's just
got
to find it.
I know. Right. And now that then
let me know what you want me to do.
Well, I'm going to go over this.
Yes.
And they can't
then,
figure it out. So he's going to have to dig.
Notice,
that's the problem that he's having.
I don't have the email. Yeah.
He's,
mean,
we've
I'll
been
show
through
you
Don
right
Bowler.
That's
been,
what he told me.
I've done everything I could do. Why didn't put it in?
So they won't let me put a sign in.
I've got the legal district
or whatever.
Oh, I can guess.
So he's going to have to do. Like I told him, I don't even know if mine. I don't think mine shoots across the road.
You know, you.
Yeah. Why would I go across the road if they're pushing it up? I'd have to be under pressure to come back up.
The file
so it's got to flow. I go, it's got to flow right by you.
Got all files.
Yeah.
He's just got to do some.
But I think is it the flow number? I think it goes across the road though.
I just don't know where.
Yeah.
Because it's got to flow and then.
I have you know I have an old sewer plan from this old Charlevoix.
We got to
do
the secret
that designed it off.
The original one.
But I think when they did that, they changed.
Yep.
Jerry's belt. And that's what Tom Bullard was saying when I chatted with Tom. Is he doesn't know because they did as built, because it didn't. Looked like it was going to work that way, so it might have changed.
This is the proposal. Any help you need.
Okay, let's bring the meeting to order. Okay. Board members have questions on this?
I'm sorry, what?
Any board members have questions on this?
No,
thank you.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is let's set a motion for a public hearing at our next meeting for the purpose of the Fowler minor subdivision. Can I hear a motion for that, please?
So moved.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carried. If it doesn't matter to you, can we go ahead and do the seeker tonight? That way we're ahead of it for the meeting. Do you want me to do the seeker? Read it to you all? Or any volunteers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Impact. Let's go over that. So, with the proposed action, well, these are my wrong glasses. I have to take them off today. Okay. With the proposed action, create material conflict with the adopted land use plan or zoning regulations.
No.
Okay. Will the proposed action result in a change in the use intensity of land use?
No.
Okay, will the proposed action impair the character or quality of existing?
Probably don't want the paper.
No.
Sorry.
Did
I hear a no
on
that one?
Yeah.
Will the proposed action have an impact on environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area, CEA?
No.
Let's hope not. Will the proposed act result in adverse change existing level of traffic affecting existing infrastructure or mass transit, biking, or walkway?
Have you gotten to sewer yet?
No.
Okay,
so. That one definitely is a no. The proposed action causes increased use of energy and it fails to incorporate renewable energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities.
Yeah.
Will proposed actions impact existing public private water supplies?
No.
Not water supplies. No. Public private waste treatment utilities?
Yes.
So it's moderate. Okay. Will the proposed action impair the character quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
I always hate that one because, like, A, and you kind of like a. Will the proposed action result in an adverse change of natural resources, i.e. wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, fauna, or flora?
No.
Goody. Would the proposed action result in increased potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
God, I hope not. Okay, check this box. Check this box to be determined based on information analysis above. In a supporting declaration, proposed action may result in one or more potentially large significant adverse impacts or an environmental impact statement is required. Or check the box if you determine based on the information analysis above and any supporting documentation, proposed action will not result in any significant or adverse environmental impacts.
No, I think the second box.
Yeah. Second one, yeah.
Okay. Done. Seeker is done. Can I get a motion to accept a negative declaration on the seeker for the Fowler Miter subdivision?
So moved.
I have a motion.
I have second it.
And I have a second.
I have second it.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carried. So we have a public hearing set. A seeker is complete. And we'll see you next month.
Thank you very much.
I hold it.
That's okay.
That's
fine. I'll leave that one big one with the file.
Yes, please.
Thank you. You always keep one. I don't trust you.
Have a good one. See you, Dave.
See you, everybody. Yeah, thank you very much. See you.
Yep. Okay. That's it. Paul Baxter, Tug Hill Commission Report.
Good evening. Nothing major on the planning front. One thing I thought I would mention in case it's of interest is that Tug Hill has been quite active recently with doing webinars. And they've got an interesting one coming up this week with Dave Eichhorn, who you remember from
Paul. Oh, yes.
He's doing one on local weather and global weather. And it's this, I believe it's this Thursday at 7 o'clock. And if you go to the Tug Hill website, you can sign up for it. Now, I'm going to guess it'll probably be on the Tug Hill website, Tug Hill YouTube channel after that. But if you want to catch it the first time live, it's this Thursday at 7. So. Go to your website and sign up.
Great. Yes.
Oh, and other than that, I did want to mention that with Jim's assistance, we got a copy of the Parish Village Zoning as adopted in 2020, posted to the village website. I didn't have a copy, and Jim forwarded me a copy. So.
Oh, this includes the fence of the hedgerows. And
thank you, Jim.
Everything is included. Yes. Okay. I'd like to thank Jim for his help on that.
Great. Fantastic. Next is Jim.
Yes. Your report. I sent my report to Gage, I believe. Did you send that? Did you forward that on? Well, or would you like me to read it?
You can, yes. Yeah, no,
I read a whole seeker. Why can't you read a report?
All right. I can read it. So here it goes. Basically, in February of 2021, we were doing busy, real busy, doing the 1203 reports that is required from the New York State. Those went in February. We also did, we did one building permit was closed out. 17 building inspections were performed. One new violation was issued and four violations were corrected. In February, we also started doing our fire safety inspections. Nine new inspections were completed. All of those failed on their initial inspection. Two re-inspections were done. Both of those passed. In February, I also attended the town and village meetings as well as the planning board meeting. I traveled 58.6 miles. And a total of $8,750 was received for a building permit extension in February. Any comments, questions, concerns? That's the way I like it.
Thank you.
Who's that 255? Yeah, 255.
Is that 255? Did you get that?
On
that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
Good. Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Old business, I just caught on comprehensive plan that Matt couldn't be here and he had sent stuff out, or was going to send stuff out for being printed.
Printed it out, that's what he sent.
Did you? Yeah, good thing.
Did you make enough copies for everybody? Or?
Did you get a copy of that?
Yeah, I printed
it out. Okay. Yeah, Matt said he was going to try to get Kelly to print them out because it was so late.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's go over the demographics draft. Population of Paris. What is the E after 2019 for?
Probably estimated.
Estimated, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 2019 estimate for the village loan is 488.
They didn't see,
right above it.
Yeah, I didn't see a note in the bottom.
Yeah, paragraph right above it. Last sentence. Yeah, we lost a few. They either moved out or died.
I mean, that was text based too, didn't it?
Not really.
No.
No.
Yeah, I can't believe the town overall of these people.
And you just lost another one over the weekend.
Household size. These are all statistics, so unless you have questions, please let me know. I'm just going to read them over. Everybody see now it's COVID shots are for 50 plus now.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I already saw that in on the way back on the radio.
That's okay. I'm going to give them tomorrow. VA.
Are they giving Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson?
They're giving Moderna.
Moderna? Uh-huh. Okay.
I just got my first Pfizer Saturday.
Pfizer?
We got ours last Sunday.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Pfizer.
Pfizer? Okay, yeah, I got Pfizer.
Yeah.
It was like no reaction.
No, just nothing.
Like a flu shot or less.
Yeah. I didn't, nothing. I didn't.
No, two people with the Johnson one did have some pretty serious side effects.
I've heard mm-hmm. something from all of them.
But that's so. Just two, you know.
Yeah, I think it depends upon the person, too. Yeah.
I had four people worked at the Johnson & Johnson that last weekend ago in Fulton. I think they were giving it out.
Yeah.
One of them stayed home that next day, and the three came to work. So it's like, take for that what you want.
Yeah.
I'm up against it, as like you all know this, because I have to go to a doctor to get it proved before I can get the darn thing. So, we would have had it by now.
Hey, Representative, anybody have questions on the second page? I'm just going through them. I mean,
no.
Poverty level looks like it. We improved a little bit.
Well, we're still below county and state levels, which is good.
Yep.
There's the next one. That was going to screw us over for anything else.
Medium household income.
Right. Yep.
Beat Oswego County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when the funding people look at that number, they're gonna say, you ain't getting any grants. Which that is not a correct number.
I don't know though, because
that's one of the determining factors.
59,178 has got to be darn near down at the bottom of middle income.
Well, look at the when they first started with the water district, they had a refute that it was whatever it was, because they managed to get it down to the reasonable numbers of at least in the village was 45.
I think 47 in the town.
Yeah. Which is obviously not 53, a whole lot less.
Education. Bachelor degrees. We're down on bachelor degrees and masters over the average. When I retire, I'll just have to get my master's degree and punch that up a little bit more. Employment by industry, that's the table I'm on now.
Yeah.
Education, health, and social services, that's like...
Yeah.
Retail. manufacturing honestly is pretty, yeah.
Nice.
And then transportation, because transportation pays very well in the market, the nation. So then construction, professional, public administration. And we got a few arts and entertainment people there, recreation. We'll look at our agricultural, forestry, and fisheries.
Yeah.
Five people.
And we have a quite a big section on that in the plan.
Yeah.
No, should we take a look at that?
We can. I mean, I'm looking at this, and basically the top three are just education, mm-hmm. retail, and manufacturing. So the manufacturing is good, because this all was a bedroom committee of Syracuse, where they went into Syracuse and Liverpool area to work at, with Carrier, Kraus Heinz. I mean, that was all those big employers.
What is it here that makes it? Is it just biosphere that makes it come up 13? Just that one? What else do we have?
No, if they're not hiring any local people.
Yeah.
They brought everything from Sandy Peak. They were supposed to hire local people, but as far as I put an application over there, never been contacted. Oh. I've heard other people put local people from the town or village have put in, never been contacted.
Well, where's the 13.5 come from?
Wherever American
something survey. You got Kevin. He goes out of town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people that I mean, I know two on my road that are go to Syracuse and one to Fulton.
In manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And boiler, one Fulton boiler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big employer around here.
Okay.
The machine shop I work at, we did some work for Fulton Boiler, making little brass boat looking things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
skilled labor still is pays well and still there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Retail, of course, you know what that is. So, employment of class of worker, private wage and salary workers, government workers, unpaid family workers. It's a census anomaly, but.
Caretakers.
Oh, could be unpaid caretakers, yeah.
I don't know what else. Or cleaning. Well, no, cleaning.
16% and 29.9%. Oh, I see that. Make sure you have your bullet down with agriculture.
There's
your answer.
There's a little bar there.
Yeah.
A very tiny bar. This doesn't make a hump on the zero. Just enough.
Well, see, there's the answer. Remember a couple meetings ago, I asked about agriculture?
Yep.
So it has decreased from 8 to 0 between 2000. So what's the farm with the road doing? It's not assessed as agriculture? I would think it would be.
Where did the data come from is the question.
Is this
the census? Is it?
This chart says it came from New York State Office of Real Property.
Yeah.
Which is where the direct information from the assessor goes. Right?
Yeah.
Right
there. Yeah.
So I think for their accountant, the ones that make over 10 grand, show a profit.
Ooh, we don't want to put in vacant property.
Because then they're considered agriculture.
Well, in this town, if you.
Commercial stadium.
If you have land that's designated agriculture,
yeah,
you get a discount on your taxes.
You're supposed if you you have to take that with the assessor. I don't believe so.
See, I thought there was more because you got that like blueberry place up the road for me down there. Also, Halls.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
Yep.
And lyrics there.
Yeah, I mean they're
and then Karbowski.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what he's growing. In the fall, it's pumpkins.
Yeah, well, he usually has potatoes and different things like that, squash and such.
And soybeans.
Oh, he's in with the corporate extension a lot. He's
got cows in.
So you're showing capital gain.
Yeah.
And that's what I think they're going by. I don't know what
their parameters are to get those numbers.
Well, that's something we ought to ask Matt when he attends.
Then we should look, maybe go back and look at the our comprehensive plan to see what we said there.
We probably need to take a look at it. We got there. We were encouraging agriculture.
Yeah, we were.
Apparently, we haven't encouraged it fast enough and got it done because it's gone away between our comp plan.
Well, it kind of looks like you don't know what we're saying there, then. Well, I don't know.
Okay, then they just got a nice bar graph on the back for that. Harry's Town, I'd say, will property owner pay $32.16 in property taxes per $1,000 assessed value on their properties in 2009, almost half of that went to APW school district. And about a quarter of it went to the town and county of Oswego. So, school taxes are our largest tax.
Yep.
I think anybody pays taxes figured that out real fast. Your tax bill.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a graph on that. So, if everybody has no issues with these, we can just accept them to be added.
Yeah.
And I think there was a couple sections that he has yet to do for us. We have questions on. So I think we really need to have him, hopefully he can come to the next Zoom portion of the meeting. We can finish this off.
I have a question. I've gotten bits and pieces of the comp plan, but I don't think I have one complete piece that I
draft.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I want a draft.
I don't think we're at that stage
yet. Yeah.
No, we're not there yet.
We got several more sections we've got to go over.
This is what he sent, but this is what we worked on the last time. It was the new draft for Parrish Comprehensive Section 2. So that was
not to pick on the town, but how come he doesn't have anything on this part that we just got tonight? It says he's got the town outside the village. Did he skip over the village intentionally, or did he just forget about it?
Was it included as part of the town?
No,
he doesn't.
Except for tax base.
Town outside village. Yeah, well, it is in the budget because you have town and town outside village.
Right.
So we can ask.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm not aware how they break down the tax.
There's the A and B fund. B is the town outside the village, and the A, well, A is general, but then there's a part of the town budget is town outside the village and town inside, basically the village.
Oh, okay.
So it is kind of broken.
Okay, well.
So the village tax bill for the people who live in the village, it's like you got line.
Yeah.
Now, when you get your village taxes, do you get just like we all do, but you just have a town tax to pay?
No, when the village tax comes out, the village tax is your village tax, and that's what gets the village running.
So you have your own?
We have our own come out. They come out. Should hit the mailboxes June 1st. Okay. Like you kind of get the clerk to do.
I've never been a village restaurant, right? So I don't know how that works.
So yeah, the village people, village residents, we get town and county first.
Yeah.
Then we get the village tax in June, and then everybody gets a school tax in August.
Yep.
Sewer tax all year.
Well, sewer taxes are quarterly. Sewer fees are quarterly.
Yeah, I know when the school taxes, it's seared my brain. That's there. I know that. That's what we saved that one little savings account for is taxes all around the corner. So.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'll continue going through this.
When we went through the comprehensive plan last time, we had two sentences for the library, and I took it upon myself to ask the library to write a little bit more because they have an addition now. They have computers now, And I didn't think the one sentence that they, or two sentences that they allowed for, the description of the public library was sufficient enough to explain what we have now.
They've always had computers for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
The addition is brand new. What they're putting in it, I have no idea.
Well, we can update the.
She sent me a description.
Can you just forward that to Matt?
Yeah. Okay.
Just forward it to Matt.
Yeah, and I can clean it up.
Yeah. And he can just put that in. Because it is currently, I mean, they're not done yet, are they?
No.
I mean, I still see them over there, but.
I'm sorry, what?
They're not done completing the construction.
No, it's being done. But they know what it is.
Yeah, they're doing it in pieces.
I think the electricians in there know right there, they might be done.
Any other further old business we have other than the comp plan? Okay, why don't we do the agenda for next meeting? So that will be the Fowler minor subdivision. We'll have the public hearing as we usually do at the beginning at 6:30. We'll hold over Mr. Christmas to next month and wish him well in his recovery.
Yeah.
Because it's
don't call me uncle.
Was this the guy that owns Christmas?
Uh-huh. I think so. Mark.
I need to talk to him after the meeting because I'm looking for water from a property.
Okay.
So I actually went by there a couple times the way to see my daughter, and I was going to stop and say, "Nah, Nicole, I'll just wait."
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then luck, he'll be here next meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Any other business the board wishes to transact right now? Okay. Well, hearing none, I would accept a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion and a second, please.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions can stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's all you got to do. Of course, I don't have an example with me because I haven't done this for 2 years.
You're all signed.
Okay, thanks. There, yeah. I give this to you, you promise. Oh, you have two copies. You don't need to.
Oh, I was going to say, I can always make copies and bring it back.
Yeah. All you do is you're going to address the letter to each one of these people.
Uh-huh.
Do you have stamps?
My own, but not found.
You want to get Kelly to get your stamps.
Okay.
If you want a voucher, I mean, you can fill out a voucher. And I would get more than just
right.
Get a roll for planning a business. Mm-hmm. And you send a letter, and the letter should basically say,
I'll get you a copy.
You got a copy of the letter? Because okay.
A regular form letter type thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be anything special. It's just that's all you'll see. What it is.
Okay. I got to get them. I probably got one on my box file, but if Paul's got one, that'll be easy.
Yeah.
Planning board notices.
Mine's right on the website.
Paul, do you know anything about the, the thing on Wednesday?
Yeah, I got public hearing notices here, but Paul's got one. It'll be easy. I just got to find it.
Did I hear anything about it?
You just send them one, and all you do is just basically, you'll see the hearing is that you're advising them at 6:30
on
April, our next meeting, that there's a public hearing for the minor subdivision. That's all you have to do.
I'll be watching.
I know I got one in here somewhere. It just bothers me because I kept track of all this.
Well,
stuff.
It's a webinar, so I mean, if the other webinar.
This is, I don't need to make it happen for you. Bring it back.
No.
Okay.
Paul's got one for you.
All right. Good.
And where the heck is this? Well, if you give me one, that'll be good, Paul, because I apparently have got the comp plan on here, but I don't have.
I'll put.
Here I got.
Yeah. You want me to put it in the paper?
You can if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just run it. Who cares? Yeah, it's got to be in 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah,
I got it.
So I don't know nothing. What's the deal with the chairman seat being?
Because I refused to sign an oath. I didn't refuse. I said
the oath.
The oath. I said I didn't believe it. They wanted me to sign an oath that because I was elected as chairman. I said no. I didn't believe I have to. And the letter.
You sign it. You're committed.
Well, that's nothing to do with it. It's just the law says that when you're on the planning board, when they order you to the position on the planning board, you do sign the oath. Okay. Anytime you change positions up or down, don't make any difference. As long as you're still on the planning board, you don't have to sign the oath again.
If he says it's fine, I know I have one in there. Because I
like you said, man.
My guy,
I was.
Let me take a guess. Lobbyist behind that. I got psyched by that one.
Sometimes. and I did. I tried.
You have a good evening, Doc.
Oh.
No, I don't. I already. I can take it.
Well, everybody have a good night.
Yep.
Good night.
Now on the tables here, see these little spots. Yeah. I couldn't have to put a new finish on it because of our fog.
I was wondering if that's what it was.
Hey, what are you running around that old John Deere tractor in town for? Who's that?
Kind of mine, Chip. Chip Harder.
I like it.
I love it.
It's got a bucket, right?
A snow blower with his all over Westdale.
I'm telling you, Bill, I love that little machine. And but you gotta be careful, you're going real fast and tip over, you know, just like anything. You gotta
drive it with brains. In 2013, I'm retiring.
No kidding. And 2013.
Sorry,
you're overdue there, Bill.
No, I'm retiring in 2023.
Yeah, okay.
December 31st.
We got it.
And I'm saving money up for that. Because I have all that acreage and I really just kind of want to go out and start cutting, you know, trimming out trees.
I'm an excellent deputy help hand. I'm a very professional man.
My son-in-law just sold his, we got the lawn tractor that he's got like two steps up from that. He just sold and he's buying a bigger one. And I said, don't buy it, Joe. You did it again. You bought a bigger tractor. So it won't fit in the barn that you've got. You built the barn after he bought the first one.
Well, what he has is actually what I'm looking at. It's all-wheel drive.
Yeah.
John Deere with a front little bucket on it.
Yep.
That's all I need. That's all I want.
And get a little blade on the back. And they got a good warranty.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's still, you know, working out with the world.
Adios, guys.
I'm getting too old to use a wheelbarrow.
How old are you?
Thank you, Paul.
Well, have a good night. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, too.